Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 28, 2020. Benefits Advisory Committee Meeting, April 2020. The Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, or IPERS, Benefits Advisory Board, BAC Board, met telephonically on Monday, April 27, 2020. The board took the following actions: approved the minutes from the January 27, 2020 meeting, approved retaining the current BAC Board membership for the following positions through 2023: Iowa State Education Association Representative Melissa Peterson, Iowa League of Cities Representative Aaron Mullinex, and Public Member Lowell Donbaugh. New IPERS personnel. IPERS has recently hired some new staff the past month, including the following: Elizabeth Hennessy. Ms. Hennessy was hired April 6, 2020 as IPERS General Counsel. Jim Graham. Mr. Graham was hired April 17, 2020 as the Bureau Chief / Supervisor for the Special Service Death and Disability Bureau. And Gregory Samarajski. Mr. Samarajski was appointed the next Chief Executive Officer, or CEO, of IPERS effective May 1st, 2020. Investment Fund Update. Carl Koch, Chief Financial Officer, or CFO, reported that the estimated market value of the IPERS Trust Fund was $35.7 billion on January 24, 2020, and as of April 27, 2020, the balance was approximately $32.5 billion, a difference of approximately $3.2 billion. Actuarial consulting firm contract extension. CEO Donna Mueller reported that the investment board approved the extension of the actuarial consulting firm contract with Cavanaugh McDonald Consulting LLC. The contract has been extended for 3 more years through June 30, 2023. The next investment board meeting will be Thursday, June 18, 2020, and the next Benefits Advisory Committee, BAC, meeting will be Monday, August 24, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Ed Cook, Legal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-3994, and Jennifer Acton, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-7846.